Okay, so what in that terribly dangerous game that we've just done, what does it tell us? Well, in this story that we hear about Jesus, we're looking as a church at people Jesus met and times that people met Jesus. And in this story, the woman at the well, Jesus meets the woman at the well. So he goes to the well at lunchtime. He's very thirsty. And he sits at the well and the woman comes to the well. And we'll have a little think that would be very unusual to do that. But what Jesus knows about this woman is that she doesn't feel very welcome. She doesn't feel she belongs. So can you see the birds on the end? There's a little red one just on its own, left out. Not feeling like it belongs. She didn't feel like she belonged. And in that game, we started off with people who were family units. And they were little family units on their own, weren't they? As we did the game, people started to belong to the family because there was something that they had that they shared with that family. And if we played the game all day, and don't you wish we did? No, it would have been far too dangerous. If we did, everybody would have been included in the family. And in this story, what Jesus was saying to the lady, and those of us that are a little bit older, we're going to unpack this a little bit more in a minute. But if you're a little bit younger, what you need to remember about this story is that just in the same way that Chloe and Noah and George and Hattie and Tim, slightly slower, and Tim ran to find somebody to join the family, that's what Jesus did in this story. He went out of his way to find this person and to say, actually, you do belong. You do belong. And actually, if you want to be, you can be part of this family that reaches all over the world. You are counted in. That's what Jesus is saying in this story. You do belong. Even if you're on the school playground and sometimes you're not picked or you don't belong, or for those of us that can remember, going to school and people used to pick you for teams and that horrible moment where you were waiting because you didn't think you were going to get picked and then you got further and further. But Jesus is saying, it's not like that in my family. That what I can give you, you've come to the well for a drink, but what I can give you is living water. It means that you can be friends with me forever and you can belong to this big family of mine. So that's for the children to take away. Now, children, you're going to have a little task to do. You're going to come over here and join Evie, hopefully, wherever Evie is. And what you're going to do is you've got a big piece of paper here. And while we're unpacking this story a little bit more, you're going to draw, you're going to look out at the family here, and you're going to draw as many people as you can on this piece of paper while we're having a think. So there's some pens near where Evie is. So if you want to come, excellent, Hattie. Love the enthusiasm there. So if you'd like to do that, you can do that now. And we're going to try and fill this paper with as many of these wonderful people who we can see out here as possible. That would be great. And don't worry if there's a bit of a noise down here. That means that we're still alive and that we've got children with us, and that is fantastic. So they're going to be doing that while we have a little think. So I've got three questions for you this morning from this story in John. The first question is, who is the woman at the well? Who is she? I love this story, actually. I did a bit of reading about this week, and there's things about it I didn't know, but I love. The first thing is, we don't know what her name is. I quite like that, because she could be anybody. So we don't know her name, but one thing we do know is she has the longest individual meeting with Jesus recorded in the Bible. So Jesus goes about his life, and he meets lots of people, but actually this lady spends the longest time on her own with Jesus having a conversation than anyone else recorded in the Bible. Why does it matter? Well, it matters first of all because she was a woman. And actually, in those times, women were not valued. And that's still true in lots of parts of the world today. She was a woman. She was on the outside. She was a Samaritan and Jesus was a Jew. So she is on the outside, but more than that, she's on her own. When I did some reading about this, some of us that have been in church for a while will know that you didn't go to the well at lunchtime because it was very hot. And you wouldn't have gone there. You'd have gone first thing in the morning because that's when it was cool. But you didn't just go because it was cool. Now, some of us are in life groups at the moment. We're in one of the new life groups that started. So on Thursday night, we were at Cat and Will's with Simon and with Mary, and we met together and we ate together and we had some time together, and we do that every Thursday night. And there's something about being together that's great, isn't there? But when people went to the well in the morning, they went to the well in the morning because it was social. So I might go to the well with my jar or bucket, and I'd take Kate with me. And I might take my mum with me, because she's very, very good at taking me to places. I might take Wendy with me, and I might take June. And I'd go together. We'd go together, and on the way, we'd be chatting about life, and we'd be sharing. And it was something social that we did. But this woman was on her own. She wasn't with anybody else. And so she was on the outside of society, and she was alone. And in the story, we find out that she has five husbands. She would have been even more on the outside. And that story actually tells us she was probably not very well treated. So what else do we know about her? She asks questions. She asks Jesus lots of questions in the story. She asks him about where she should worship, how you should worship. She asks him about what's this living water that you're talking about. She asks lots of questions. I'm a person who likes to ask a lot of questions. You might be here thinking, well, is this faith thing, is it real? I've got so many questions where it doesn't seem to add up. You can ask your questions. If the truth is the truth, it stands up to questions. And then she listens to the answers. I'm not terribly good at that part. And that changes her life and the life of others. So that's who she is. So let's have a little look at who Jesus is. What do we find out about Jesus in the story? Who is he? Well, he's inclusive. He's a man, he's a Jew, and he speaks to this woman that nobody else would want to speak to. He tells her that she's counted in if she wants to be. He isn't afraid of difficult questions. She even says things to him. I love the questions. She's quite feisty. She says, how can you ask me for a drink? Do you think you're greater than Jacob? Where can you get this living water? She asks a lot of questions, and Jesus isn't afraid of them. He doesn't tell her off for asking them. And then he's interested in individuals. He knows about her life, not just any woman's life that might come to the well, but hers. He knows about her life. And then he tells her about this living water. He says, I'm the life giver. If you believe in me, is essentially what he's saying to her, then it's like I'm going to give you a drink of water and you will not be thirsty. It's going to make you so that you don't feel thirsty because it's going to meet the needs that you've got. That's what's on offer. So that's what we found about Jesus. And then I think there's a final question that this passage asks us to ask. Who are we? Now, I told you it was my birthday, can I just grab? And I've had some fantastic presents. I'm going to show you some of the presents that I've had that tie in with this story. So I opened a little box this morning of perfume from one of my friends at work, and it says, on the outside it says, you are loved. And the perfume is called Love. And this story shows us that who we are, if we want to be friends with God, is loved. That God's love is for everybody. I opened some other presents. You'll notice by some of these just how seriously my work colleagues take me. So I've got another little box this morning, and it says, you're one in a million. And if you open it up, there's some million sweets, but there's just one little blue one in there. And it shows us this story that we're valuable. Jesus shows the woman, you're valuable. He says, you matter. And you are really, really important. My brother and sister-in-law brought me this pineapple for my birthday. Can you see there's a theme here about not too much sensibleness in my presence? But I'm going to take this to work. This is Priscilla, the positive pineapple. And next to her, she's going to have a little jar. And in the jar, there's going to be lots of positive things. And when people come into my room, they're going to be able to take something out of the jar from the positive pineapple. Or say something positive about them. Jesus thinks positively about who we are. He values us. He cares about us. The story also tells us that we're invited. Jesus says, I can give you this living water. I'm the living water. So we're invited to be part of the family, just like you were chaotically invited. Jesus is a bit more organized than my game this morning. But he says, you're invited. And then finally, we're a people who can share our story. So if we are part of this family, we can share our story with people who aren't. And that's what the story tells us. So it tells us who this, some things about who this woman is, but not everything. It tells us who Jesus is, and it tells us who we are or can be. We've got a song that I've played before, but I just want to play this to finish this bit, and then we're going to hand back to Rachie. This song's called Come to the Table, and it starts off saying, we all start on the outside looking in. That's what this woman was like. While you're listening to it, I just want you to think about these two questions. Who is Jesus to me, and how do I respond to this story this morning? Thank you.